Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 106th season of Ferris State University Football. Rob Bentley and Sandy Goldston with you from Lehman Field here in Lebanon, Illinois, where the Ferris State Bulldogs will kick off the 2014 season tonight against the McKendree Bearcats. Ferris State with the football as Vanderlyn will work out of the gun here for the Bulldogs. Second down and call it three here for Ferris State. Two receivers to each side. And a man in motion is Lockett. Back to throw. Vanderlyn on the screen play. Looking downfield. Has a man. And
what a
caught.
Catch.
Big catch in Bearcat territory. And caught for Ferris State by Shakur Sanders inside the. Back to throw.
Got him.
Vanderlyn.
Got him.
Again downfield for Lemon in stride. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 4-2 look here for the Bulldogs with an extra defensive back out there as Fisher drops back to throw. Pressure
oh
in the pocket. Pass downfield and complete. Inside the 20 and on his feet. Off to the races. Touchdown Bearcats. Caught in coverage by Dustin Walls. And the freshman out of Champaign, Illinois has drawn the Bearcats back. Ferris State with it. Call it second down for the Bulldogs and about 5 yards to go. And official spot near the 12-yard line here for Ferris State. Vanderlyn looking to the corner of the end zone. Instead throws short. Has Eggers. Eggers turns back inside.
Oh, what a run.
Spins forward. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Oh, what an extra effort there, Rob, by Antonio Eggers. It looked like they had him bottled up. Made a nice spin move.
Ferris State will set it up. Vanderlyn with two off to each side. He's got Jahan Brown now right behind him in the backfield. Pollock in motion. Low snap. Vanderlyn able to pick it up. Steps up in the pocket. Delivers the
got
pass
it.
Downfield.
Oh,
and caught. But did he stay in bounds? Touchdown,
yes,
Bulldogs. It's Jake Lampman.
What a grab, Rob, by Jake Lampman. Bulldogs had two guys right there.
McKendree with it to empty backfield here, and now Herring will line up in the backfield. They'll fake the give. Now they'll give it off to Herring up the middle and off to the races.
He's gone.
Herring is gone. Touchdown here for McKendree from 45 yards away as the Bulldogs stacked up the line of scrimmage. A relatively young kicking unit as well for the Bulldogs. Vanderlyn to the inside. Caught by Lemon into the end zone. Touchdown, Ferris State.
Well, that makes a boot right there as Bulldogs able to connect out of the timeout. Great play, great hands as Jake Lampman. You know,
Vanderlyn will keep it off left tackle. Vanderlyn
look out.
Breaks it, and Vanderlyn off to the races inside the 10, inside the 5. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 40 yards away on the keeper, and Ferris State has topped that 40-point mark. Certainly he has to be happy with the way the Bulldogs have performed so far. Down to Dominic Hennig on the sideline.
All right, Coach, you've been waiting for this game since November probably. You're up 4 touchdowns. Evaluate your first half.
Well, you know, we played awful hard. It looks like we're in better condition in regards to, you know, handling the heat than I'd hoped we would be, but I didn't know for sure we would be. You know, rolling pretty good. We're pacing them on offense pretty good. They're kind of worn down. And defensively a little frustrated. Gave up a couple big plays, but hopefully we'll iron it out.
Seems like the perfect duo again between Vanderlaan and Lampman, completing for 3 touchdowns for Lampman in that first half. Your thoughts on them?
Yeah, we're trying to distribute the ball. So, you know, I know Shaq made a couple big plays too. And so just trying to move it around. They're giving us opportunity to throw the ball, and we're trying to take what they're giving us.
Early on in the first quarter, you were saying, guys, we're not tired. We're not tired, boys. Did you see a little bit of sluggishness going on? Why'd you say that?
Well, it's just, you know, we practice very fast the way we play. And I just want our O-line to know, you know, they're ready to roll, you know, and just keep us going fast and wear them out.
All right, so last question for you for our fans listening all across West Michigan right now. What do you tell your team when you're up 4 touchdowns at halftime right now?
Well, it's a new half, so, you know, it's pretty simple. If you're going to be a championship team, we even talked about don't be a scoreboard watcher. We don't care about the scoreboard. We care for perfection. We care to be at our best, and our standard is us, not an opponent.
Thanks, Tony.
Scoreboard. All right, thanks.
Rob, Sandy, back up to you guys.
And thanks to Dominic Hennig down on the sideline with head coach Tony Anise, and certainly proud of his football team here in the first half. 42-14 Dogs at halftime here at Lehman Field in Lebanon, Illinois. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. More halftime coverage coming up after this on the Voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3. Out of the gun, third down and call it 4 for Fisher. Back to throw to the outside.
Whoa.
And Troy Smith with the interception here for the Bulldogs. Stepped right in front of the pass, and the Bulldogs get takeaway number 1.
Well, you could see that he really had a bead on the ball, Rob.
Fisher with it out of the gun. One man next to him in the backfield. Back to throw. Has time. Pass across the middle. Intercepted by D'Angelo.
He's got a shot.
D'Angelo to the far side and then tripped up down inside the 30. Back to the 25.
That's from jumping on it and getting a touchdown.
We'll go down to the sideline now and see if we can get an update from Dominic Hennig.
Guys, I've commented on it already a few times here tonight on our coaching staff, and here's another one that I like this time about Tony Anise. Although the team is up 33 points right now on McKendry here in Lebanon, Illinois, he was furious, fired up, frustrated when the Bulldogs turned over the ball last frame, and it seems like that he wants to continue to get the best out of his players regardless of the score. He just commented saying, guys, that scoreboard is going to tick down to zero no matter what before we get on the bus and head back home for 8 hours. We might as well play here and continue to score, and that's a good sign here for this Ferris State Football Club.
Thanks to Dominic Hennig down on the sidelines all night, braving the heat down there on the Bulldog Sports Network. We're braving the heat here in the press box. Not much of a breeze up here tonight, but down on the field, the Bulldogs have had some electricity. Certainly with that offensive line up front, that's all the Bulldogs have needed here in the second half. Pollock again, same play, same result for the Bulldogs, and off to the races! He may go the distance and does! Touchdown, Bulldogs!
Yeah, tight roping again.
Trevor Birmingham in at quarterback here for Ferris State, 10:25 to play. Birmingham on the option. We'll keep it. Birmingham off to the races. Split the defense, and he's gone. Trevor Birmingham taking it to the house for the Bulldogs. 67-yard touchdown for the backup quarterback. Birmingham, let's go down to the sidelines. Dominic Hennig with an update.
Hey guys, just a little glimpse into the sideline right now here on the Ferris State bench. When you're up 42 points, you really think that things would be kind of slower or not as much chatter going on, players kind of checking themselves out of the game. Not the case here. Right after that 63-yard run, players more happy than they were when they got the first touchdown in the first quarter of the game. So the team's still rolling. This is a team that's not going to quit. I don't think we're going to see this team quit in a game ever for the entire rest of the season. Back to you.
And thanks to Dominic Hennig down on the sidelines as the Bulldogs will kick this one away. 10-13 to play, and Ferris State in control here in this non-league matchup against the McKendry Bearcats. And the seeing a lot of action here tonight for Ferris State at one corner spot. The Bulldogs high on him. We've seen Chris Okoye, to name a few, Devontae McGregor, as we just mentioned. And a block punt here by the Bulldogs. Ferris State trying to run it down. Peyton Caldwell sees the end zone but can't fall on top of it. And then picked up. Touchdown, Bulldogs. It's Javonte Alexander that finally scooped it and scored. And the Bulldogs have it at their own 43-yard line. Johnson Automotive postgame show coming up as we'll recap what has been a big Bulldog start to this 2014 season, the 106th year of Ferris State football. Campbell off to the races as he broke free, bounced off a tackle, down the sideline. Campbell still on his feet and finally knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, I tell you what, Campbell is.
30 seconds left, and that may be the last snap here of the ballgame as I believe fourth down coming up, but the Bearcats, I think, are going to be content maybe to let this one run away. And both teams will get set to head to center field. Ferris State opens in style, 75-14 Bulldogs here over the McKendry Bearcats in the 2014 season opener at Lehman Field. Great start tonight for Ferris State. The Bulldogs will open GLIAC play next Saturday against the Northwood Timberwolves, and figures to get much tougher from here on out for Ferris State. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, it's the Johnson Automotive Postgame Show right here on the Bulldogs Sports Network and the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3. Trying to find Dominic Hennig, and he's down there. Let's go down to the field right now.
All right, Rob, thanks a lot. Down here with Jason Vanderlaan here on the Bulldog Sports Network post-game show. Jason, just your thoughts. I mean, you've probably been waiting for this game since November. Your thoughts on game one?
Yeah, it's just really nice to get out here. Practice is starting to get a little down the past couple weeks because we're just ready to play, and it's been really annoying just not be able to get out here. Coming into the game, we knew we had a lot of athletic guys coming back, so we knew we were probably going to be the better team out here. We just had to go out there and execute it, and thankfully it ended up that way.
Seems like you guys are picking up right where you left off last year with four straight wins and your big win tonight.
Definitely helps. Well, we return a lot of guys, so it's kind of like the same team that's coming back from last year. A couple key losses, but there we were able to replace them, and that's why our team was able to roll a little bit more. And, you know, defense really stepped it up after we kind of lagged in the third quarter, and we just really came together at the end.
Seems like you guys have a lot. I'm seeing you guys for the first time. It seems like you guys have a lot of playmakers on offense. Is it fun to be the quarterback in this offense?
Yeah, it's so nice when I can just throw a little bubble, like 5-yard pass, and the guys run and turn up the sideline for 30 yards. All of our slots, we got 3 slots, another guy coming back next game. All of our receivers are crazy good, crazy athletic, so it's just nice. We just got to get the ball in their hands and see what they can do with it.
Jason, if you can, talk about your connection with Jake Lampman. I mean, you guys are just like almost like boyfriend-girlfriend out there.
I'm not sure if I would say that, but, yeah, we are roommates, and, I mean, we're here all summer just working together. So there's one guy that I just always know where he's at. You know, we're kind of on the same page as him, so that's nice. And we're really getting better with the other receivers, too. Shaq's really turning on. He's been here all summer, so it's just starting to click a little bit more in the passing game as we kind of lacked that a little bit last year.
All right, Rob, back to you. We'll get Tony Nese up here after this.
Thanks to Dominic Hennig down on the field. Johnson Automotive postgame show and a big interview going on right now with one of the reporters that we got a chance to meet from the St. Louis newspaper. Let's go down to the sidelines to Dominic Hennig.
All right, Tony, one under the belt. Last five games, you're on a 5-game winning streak right now. How's it feel?
You know, I think the kids are just playing great football. You know, it's a great start. You know, we made a lot of plays in a lot of different ways. You know, we threw the ball really effectively tonight. Our run game was pretty powerful. Defensively, we created some turnovers, special teams. We blocked a punt, scoop and score. And you know, I thought that our kids really, you know, I've been telling them since we've been here, it's almost our edge that we're in a hotel with air conditioning because – we kind of stayed there longer, and, you know, we hydrated well, and I thought we had a lot of energy in the heat, and so I was pleased by all of that.
Talk about the big play capability of your offense.
Well, you know, we were fifth in the nation in rushing yards last year, and so we got a junior quarterback that really has grown as a passer. We've got good receivers, and so consequently, you know, we're really – I said it from the beginning since I took this job. We want to be a take-what-the-defense-gives-us kind of team. But we've really kind of taken that to a new level now because now, you know, we can fling it around and be a vertical pass team, you know, run a lot of quick stuff and then be a great downhill run team. So I'm pleased with all that.
Your team put up 75 points tonight. That's got to be one of the highest in your career, if not relatively close. But do you look at this as a good thing going into week two now in the GLIAC, or could this be one of those things where maybe your team takes a step back with maybe too much confidence going into week two?
No, we're you know, I think we'll be a focus unit. We've got great leadership. You know, it's a team that really understands things now, in my opinion. So I'm not nervous about that at all. I didn't want to score at the end there. We're actually watching the play clock and trying to take it down. And, you know, Brandon's broke one, but I was hoping that we didn't score there at the end. But it's, you know, it's a team that I think really plays with great confidence. And I don't see that as a problem. I think we'll go to Northwood next week with the same level of enthusiasm and energy that we displayed tonight.
All right, thanks, Tony.
All right, guys.
That's it from down here on the field tonight. Rob and Sandy, have a great night. And all the listeners out there, thanks for tuning in tonight.
Thanks to Dominic Hennig down on the field. Outstanding job tonight reporting from the sidelines here for Ferris State football coverage, the season opener, and a big win for the Bulldogs. We'll take a 2-minute timeout.